While you're on there, take a look at some beautiful pieces of art created by our next guest. Paris Kirby is a landscape artist who has found quite a novel way to celebrate our pioneering female artists of the 20th century. She's created new works of art with small insets of iconic landscapes by artists like Rita Angus, Dorothy Richmond and Doris Lusk. Her exhibition is called Fertile Ground and it's on at Sanderson Contemporary in Newmarket. As I say, there's a good gallery on our webpage, rnz.co.nz/Jessie. And Paris has joined me in studio. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for your time today.
Oh, thank you for your time.
What does landscape art mean to you? Why is it significant to you?
Good question. Wasn't prepared for that one. Well, I've been painting the landscape for the last 6 or 7 years now, and it really dawned on me the environmental impact that's going on right now internationally and in New Zealand being the most relevant topic to be talking about. Also with landscape painting, there's such a long established history of this art form. So I really dived into studying that history and wanted to sort of align with something that was deeply inset in art history as well.
Can you, for someone like me who doesn't know anything about art history, can you give me a bit of a story so far of landscape art in New Zealand and particularly as created by women?
Wow, yeah, cool. So the particular area of interest that I have explored in this exhibition has been from about the 1930s onwards, these women, like Rita Angus and Doris Lusk, they all were the daughters of pioneering mothers. So they're like second generation New Zealanders.
Wow. What the landscape must have meant to them, eh?
Yeah, so they sort of bared witness to all of the clear cutting that was happening, all of the mining, the changing landscape. And because they bared witness to their mothers doing this hard, intensive labour, they felt empowered and they felt like, well, we can do what a man can do.
Segment 1.
While you're on there, take a look at some beautiful pieces of art created by our next guest. Paris Kirby is a landscape artist who has found quite a novel way to celebrate our pioneering female artists of the 20th century. She's created new works of art with small insets of iconic landscapes by artists like Rita Angus, Dorothy Richmond and Doris Lusk. Her exhibition is called Fertile Ground and it's on at Sanderson Contemporary in Newmarket. As I say, there's a good gallery on our webpage, rnz.co.nz/Jessie. And Paris has joined me in studio. Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for your time today.
Oh, thank you for your time.
Segment 2.
What does landscape art mean to you? Why is it significant to you?
Good question. Wasn't prepared for that one. Well, I've been painting the landscape for the last 6 or 7 years now, and it really dawned on me the environmental impact that's going on right now internationally and in New Zealand being the most relevant topic to be talking about. Also with landscape painting, there's such a long established history of this art form.
Segment 3.
So I really dived into studying that history and wanted to sort of align with something that was deeply inset in art history as well.
Can you, for someone like me who doesn't know anything about art history, can you give me a bit of a story so far of landscape art in New Zealand and particularly as created by women?
Wow, yeah, cool. So the particular area of interest that I have explored in this exhibition has been from about the 1930s onwards.
Segment 4.
These women, like Rita Angus and Doris Lusk, they all were the daughters of pioneering mothers. So they're like second generation New Zealanders.
Wow. What the landscape must have meant to them, eh?
Yeah, so they sort of bared witness to all of the clear cutting that was happening, all of the mining, the changing landscape. And because they bared witness to their mothers doing this hard, intensive labour, they really did, they felt empowered and they felt like, well, we can do what a man can do.